Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hei, det torsdag, og Ingefær Shot for å gi deg en ekstra boost til resten av uka di. Ukens gjest Gretchen Rubin. Hun et skikkelig arbeidsjern, og i shotten deler hun morgenrutiner og hva som driver henne. Det to viktige ting for å jobbe på og holde motivasjonen oppe. God torsdag, og god lytt. Gretchen, welcome to Ingefær Shot, ginger shot in English. We have some questions for you. Do you have a morning routine? And if yes, what and why?
Yes, I get up at 6 a.m. every morning. I do my most difficult work first thing in the day because I'm a real morning person. So I'll work for a couple of hours, then I take my dog Barnaby out for a walk, then I eat breakfast, and then I go back to my desk and do more writing, and then After that, my attention tends to start to flag. So I start to do things like answer my email and, talk to people and do things that are a little less taxing than doing a ritual day.
So you wake up, grab a coffee, and then go to your home office?
Yes.
Do you have a book that you recommend to my listeners? I know you I read a lot, so this is a good question.
Yes, I read a lot. A book that I always recommend is a book called A Pattern Language by Christopher Alexander. It's a fascinating book that can change the way you see the world. It's about what spaces appeal to people, but kind of across time and space. So it might show a picture of like a 20th century house in California and a 14th century Japanese temple and talk about things like cascade of roofs. Staircase as stage, child cave, half wild garden, sleeping to the east. It just completely changed the way that I see and experience place.
You talk about books a lot in your podcast, and I actually ordered a book the other day, my first sci-fi book you talked about the cover because the novel is about a black woman, and on the cover in the 80s, I think, it was a white woman.
Yeah. Yes, Octavia Butler is just this outstanding science fiction writer. Exactly. Yes, that was really surprising to see that. You would not see that today, for sure.
I'm going to read that on my winter holiday.
Oh, it's good. You'll like it a lot.
What's the best advice you've been given? Maybe that was your dad's advice, or is it something else?
My father has given me so much good advice. I think a different piece of advice from him has been the best piece of advice. He always says to enjoy the process, meaning make sure that you enjoy what you're doing while you're doing it. Don't do it just because you want to get to some finish line. And I think that's great advice, because if you really only care about the finish line, then if things don't work out the way you hope, which sometimes they don't, then you're crushed because everything you've been doing was for some certain outcome. Whereas if you enjoy the process, outcomes matter less. You might still be disappointed, but because you've enjoyed the process, the outcome matters less.
That's one of my, what do you call it? One of my commandments, actually.
Okay.
Enjoy the process.
Excellent. Yes.
You also seem to have a lot of drive. So what's the reason? What's your why? What's the driving force behind everything you do?
My subject is human nature. And I am just endlessly fascinated by who we are, why we do what we do, how we can change if we want to change, looking for patterns, you know, really trying to understand human nature. And I think that understanding human nature helps me to understand myself. Understanding myself helps me to understand others. And I think that just to communicate what I feel like I find, that's what keeps me writing. Mm.
Last question. What do you believe is important to know or do during this time, this insecure time?
If I had to pick one thing, I would say try to stay connected to other people. Ancient yeah. philosophers and contemporary scientists agree that to be happy, we have to feel connected to other people. And so many of the ways that we usually connect with people have been disrupted. And so we have to find new ways. And I think people have been really ingenious and imaginative about trying to find new ways to connect. Mm-hmm. But as time drags on, I think some people kind of, like, the novelty is gone and, you know, the fatigue has set in. Mm-hmm. But it's really, really important. And just remember that every time you do connect with people, you do tend to get energy and cheer and be glad that you did it. Mm-hmm. So sometimes even if you kind of have to force yourself, like make those plans or whatever, to have like that Zoom drink with your, you know, your childhood friends or whatever it might be. I just had one of those the other day. Remember that you'll be glad that you did, because connecting with other people is so important.
Thank you, Gretchen.
Thank you. It was so fun to talk to you. I really appreciate it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.